Hey, look, if you've had some thoughts on retiring, maybe it's only a couple of years away, maybe it is a bit longer away, and you're thinking, well, superannuation and how it's all going to work into the future, what are my options? One is running your own super fund, and Mandy Barton from Centrelink, who has got a seminar tonight, which we'll talk about in a moment, joining us. Good morning, Mandy. What are some of the benefits for running your own super fund?
Hi. Well, I guess a lot of the benefits revolve around people controlling their own money. So getting the choice of having their own choice of where to invest their money within superannuation. So when we invest in a retail fund or an industry fund, you might want to be invested in the share market, but you don't have the direct choice of which shares. Whereas in a self-managed super fund, you can choose the companies, the actual shares that you want to purchase within that fund.
So instead of the people running the fund decide, this is what stock we're buying, you make that decision yourself. Is that more daunting for folks than you would think, because if you're not aware of what is quote unquote good shares or not, that might be more of a risk, do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of the work around self-managed super funds for people considering them is research and just making sure that this is an appropriate strategy for them. Some people get into self-managed super to buy property. There are benefits in terms of taxation opportunities, putting your superannuation into the drawdown phase to have no capital gains tax, for example, is a big benefit of self-managed super funds. But yes, absolutely, research is very important to ensure that people are doing this for the right reason, and not as a quick win of, you know, this is the way I should do it because other people are doing it. It doesn't suit everyone. There is a lot of work involved.
Horses for courses, what might work for your neighbour or your workmate that you've stood next to for 20 years might not be good for you and your situation moving forward. You mentioned the setup. There is a lot involved with setting up your super fund and moving on. Can you take us through some of the things that are involved there, Mandy?
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge number of steps, and the Australian Taxation Office actually have some really good brochures on setting up self-managed super funds and the steps involved, which you can download from the ATO website. But things people need to be aware of is, the researching and having an appropriate investment strategy in place. They need an ABN, an Australian business number, tax file number for the super fund, needs its own bank account. They need to have a trust deed. And very importantly, they need to adhere to all the rules that every other superannuation fund in Australia must adhere to. So, ensuring that the fund is, the tax returns are done annually, there's financial statements, there's audits in place. So as I mentioned earlier, there is quite a bit of work involved. Great benefits for many, many people, but you need to do the research to ensure that it is the right course of action for you.
In your experience, Mandy, have there been people tripped up on some of those rules that you could think, oh, if only they would have done this or done that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talk to people every day who have self-managed super funds. Some of them all over it know the rules inside out, and there are other people who do, struggle with the complexity of the rules that they need to adhere to.
Okay, so again, it's a matter of knowing if it is the right thing for you. If it's not, you go with something else potentially, or if you think you can handle it, get the right advice, of course. Now, some of that advice will be tonight. There is the seminar, oddly enough, titled Running Your Own Super Fund at East Maitland Bowling Club. What can we expect from the seminar tonight, Mandy?
It's a really great introduction to what's involved in running a super fund. So it does start with, setting up the super fund and the rules of the trustees, investment strategies. It covers the whole gambit in a couple of hours. And it's run, we do have a guest speaker who specialises in self-managed super coming along to have a chat as well. So any questions that people have, they can fire them off to her. And, hopefully we can impart a lot of information on people who are considering this or who indeed may already be in self-managed super.
Mandy, I'm sure a lot of questions will be covered tonight. It is 5:30 at East Maitland Bowling Club. Good luck. I'll better let you go and put the finishing touches on tonight. And,
no worries.
We look forward to catching up with you again.
Okay, and just direct people to that Human Services website and just in the search bar put in FIS, FIS Seminars New South Wales, and it'll tell them how to book into that seminar this evening.
Perfect. Yes, make sure you book, even though it's tonight, book in advance. Thank you, as always, from Centrelink. Mandy Barton joining us all about the complexities of running your own super fund here at 2NURFM.